Chapter 5, Liberality and Missionary Effort.
The southern states are to have the light of present truth. Do not say, our printing offices and our churches need more help. We need all the means that we can get to carry on the work in hand. One after another has shut the door to certain lines of missionary effort for fear that this work would consume means which they desired for other enterprises. My brethren, you need more of the Spirit of Christ. Let your standard be raised higher. Then those who are newly converted to the truth will understand that they have a work to do. In this way, the means for the carrying on of the work will be always increasing. Can we expect the inhabitants of the cities to come to us and say, if you will come to us and preach, we will help you to do thus and so? What do they know of our message? Let us do our part in warning these people who are ready to perish unwarned and unsaved. The Lord desires us to let our light so shine before men that His Holy Spirit can communicate the truth to the honest in heart who are seeking after Him. As we do this work, we shall find that means will flow into our treasuries, and we shall have funds with which to carry on a still broader and more far-reaching work. Souls who have wealth will be brought into the truth and will give of their means to advance the work of God. I have been instructed that there is much means in the cities that are unworked. God has interested people there. Go to them. Teach them as Christ taught. Give them the truth. They will accept it. And as surely as honest souls will be converted, their means will be consecrated to the Lord's service, and we shall see an increase of resources. Oh, that we might see the needs of these cities as God sees them. At such a time as this, every hand is to be employed. The Lord is coming. The end is near, yea, it hasteth greatly. In a little while we shall be unable to work with the freedom that we now enjoy. Terrible scenes are before us, and what we do, we must do quickly.